And we've been working our way through the Beatitudes, which are in Matthew 5. And this is part 7 of Blessed. There's only one more to go. And we have got a few other different speakers lined up. So I'm sorry you've had me every week. It won't be me all the time. I absolutely promise you that. But this week we are looking at another one. But before we go on to that, here's a quick thing for you to do. Just do this in pairs very quickly. You don't have to write them down, but can you think of as many people, past or present, who could be described as peacemakers? Go for it. Well done, Steph. That is the right answer. You can move if you want to now. Okay, who's come up with more than 10? Any protester? Well, it depends what you're protesting. You might be anti-peace. Okay, so protesters. Anyone else? Shout a few out. Martin Luther King Jr. Yes. Nelson Mandela. Rosa Parks. Gandhi, Alan Sugar. Oh, I thought he said Alan Sugar. I was thinking, all right, we'll go. All right, okay. Anyone else? You said Jesus, Steph. Well done. Abe Lincoln, peacemaker? Yes, absolutely. I just wanted to check with our American friends. Anyone else? Anyone else? Well, I thought you might say these names, so here they are. There's one on here that no one has said yet, which I'll say. So, they're a bit cut off there, but there's Martin Luther King on the left, Nelson Mandela, there's the Gandhi. They're probably the three most significant and well known. We've then got this one on the right. Anyone know who that is? Yep. Do you know who he is? He's a random man. No one knows what his name was. He's known as lots of things. The guy who stood in front of a tank. You can watch this on YouTube. It was in Tiananmen Square, and these tanks were rolling in, and this man with his shopping bag goes and stands in front of a tank. Yes?
He was with his fiance on that day, and he had to separate from her to stand up for what he believed in, and she ended up being shot because they were separated.
Well, I didn't know she was shot, but he was never seen again either. No one knows what happened to him. They assume he was taken and killed somewhere. But the price of him standing up for peace, if you watch this clip on YouTube, it stops, it tries to move around him, and he then gets in the way. He then starts going up to it and hitting it with his bag and sort of trying to get on top of it as well. Look him up, but obviously somebody who wanted to do something significant. You might think, but nothing happened as a result of it. Well, does that make him any less of someone who's seeking peace? The fact that he is known now, even though he's not known. Anyway, next one. Thought you'd say this one. That's an image of Jesus. We don't know what Jesus looked like. I decided not to go with the typical image of white with lovely long flowing hair and all the birds sitting on his shoulder and stuff like that. So I thought I'd go for a little slightly more intense looking Jesus. Um, This is the verse that we are looking at. Oh, I'm sorry it keeps cutting off. I thought I'd done enough. Anyway, it said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. That's Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Those pictures I put up of those four people, what do they all have in common? They're all fighting for peace. Yeah. Anything else? Huh? They were peaceful people. I think that's true as well. The thing is, all those four people, they didn't just talk about peace. They did something about it. And this is the key point, I think. You know, Jesus actively sought peace as well. In order to be somebody who is a peacemaker, you have to actually do something or attempt to do something. You can't just sit back and be someone who enjoys peace without working towards peace. I hope that makes sense. The Greek word for peace, which I can't pronounce, but it's something like eirenopioi, it should be taken in the sense that this is about being actively seeking to make peace rather than just being passive. This is a good... somebody else said, the peace which the Bible calls blessed... Actually, we'll come to that in a minute. I've got a question for you. Next slide, Nick. Thank you. What is a peacemaker? I've talked a little bit about somebody who actually does something. But what might they do? Or what? How would you describe a peacemaker? Yeah. Okay, so when there's a big argument going on, you're the one who's trying to bring some calm to that argument. Yeah, in its very, you know, I guess form which we all encounter, that's somebody who's got a bit of a heart for peacemaking, rather than the person who thinks, well, I'm going to get involved and try and shout a bit louder. You know, what else? What is peacemaking? Well, being a peacemaker. Any ideas? Brings two opposing sides together. Yeah. This is what somebody has said Jesus was talking about. Next slide. Said this, the peace which the Bible calls blessed does not come from the evasion of issues. It comes from facing them, dealing with them, and conquering them. They are massive things, aren't they? When you look at peace at a low level, in the sense of what Katie shared, you know, an argument, and you're trying to bring peace into that situation, to obviously a conflict, it's about wanting to actually face the issue. Being somebody who is a peacemaker doesn't mean that you just passively kind of go about letting it happen and unfold and try and work within it. It has to be a bit more than that. It has to be something which is actually actively seeking something to do about it. You see, there's a difference between being a peacemaker and just being a peace lover or somebody who keeps the peace. You see, it has to be made before it's kept. So that brings me on to some more questions. I said I was going to be short tonight. So we're not that far off being done, but there's just a few more things I want to say. Should we have peace at any cost? Does peace ever mean compromising? Would you describe yourself as a peacemaker? Just turn to the people around you and spend a few moments discussing these things. Should we have peace at any cost? few more seconds. All right, Emma, just grab the mic for us. Should we have peace at any cost? What do people think?
We sort of said that the definition of peace that the rest of the world sort of sees, with that definition, the answer to that question would be no, because quite often the reason for a war is for peace on one side, not necessarily on the other. So that many people, like Remembrance Day coming up, that wouldn't be a good price to pay for it.
Okay, yeah. Anyone else? Should we have peace at any cost?
It depends what the cost is. Like, if it's, like, loads of lives, then no. But if it's just...
if it's just a few lives, then yes.
Well, no, if it's, like, just a country, like, paying money or something like that. Well, it depends, yeah.
It's difficult, isn't it? What about the second one? Does peace ever mean compromising?
I think in most circumstances it always means compromising to at different levels. Sometimes it requires one party making a sacrifice. Sometimes it requires the other party making a sacrifice. And other times it's both sides having to maybe lower their standards a little bit or give up something so that there can be peace.
Yeah. Good. Anyone else? Who here would describe themselves as peacemaking people? Go on. There must be some. I'm sure. I think there's some of you are. Yeah. Okay. Who thinks they are definitely not a peacemaker? Thanks for your honesty, Thomas. I think my natural disposition is probably peacemaking, I think. In fact, Tuesday night, I played football with a group of guys out on the sports court out there, and two of them got into a fight. And I always kind of like it when a fight breaks out, because it's like something different, you know. It took four or five of us to pull this one guy off the other, because he was big. And I just, you know, I had to put everything in it just to get him off, didn't we, Nick? Years ago, Nick, this is true, I'm not being rude to Nick. Years ago, when this guy, same guy who used to get in quite a lot of fight, Nick was able to sit on him, and that would stop him, because he'd push him to the ground, just lie across him and stop him from moving. But he's got much bigger since then, and poor old Nick would just be flipped off. So, you know, my disposition is to be a peacemaker, I think. I don't really like conflict. I think what Christ has in mind here, though, is, and I appreciate that, you know, when it comes to things like compromising and things like that, sometimes peace needs to have sacrifice, I agree. But what Christ is getting at here is that actually the purchase of peace shouldn't really be at any price. But they should be looking, you know, peacemaker is actively seeking to enlarge the area of human goodwill. And, you know, it doesn't mean compromising your beliefs for the sake of unity. In fact, God calls us to peace, but he also calls us to be pure, and he also calls us to truth. And so we have this really difficult balancing act. But you see, as Christians, Jesus is saying that we need to be people who are peacemakers, that our first desire is not to get involved with, you know, the guys some of the guys who I play football with, they think with their fists first, you know. I don't think many of you are necessarily like that, but it's, if there's a fight to be had, that happens, and then they'd think about it afterwards. You see, I think what Jesus wants of us is to be seeking peace in those situations, to be getting in and to working hard to making these things happen. But it is difficult. It is a balancing act. It's not an easy thing. One man has said that the man or the woman who makes peace is engaged on the very work which God himself is doing. Jesus described himself as he's described as the Prince of Peace. In a sense, the person who rules of it. God is love. God is hope. God is also peace. God can bring peace into the absolute most tragic circumstances. And somehow, where there's hurt and pain and tragedy, somehow God's peace and hope can also sit alongside that. And until you're in those situations, you don't always realize how that works. Every Christian, according to this beatitude, is meant to be a peacemaker, both in the community and in the church. You know, one of the worst things is when the church starts arguing. It saddens me beyond belief, because actually we are the ones who should be demonstrating unity and demonstrating peace. But it goes on. So Jesus said, blessed are those who are peacemakers. And he then says, for they will be children of God. So this was an excuse for me to put up this picture. Yeah. He is so good looking, isn't he? And Joel is quite nice as well. Boom. Yeah. Set myself up for it. There we go. For they will be children of God. You see, part of the identity of being a follower of Jesus and being a child of God is that one of our characteristics is that we begin by the Holy Spirit working in us. Remember, the fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruit of the Spirit is peace. And that through the Holy Spirit working in us as God's children, we begin to develop, that we begin to become peacemakers. It's a characteristic of who Jesus is. And so, that, as I say every week in these Beatitudes, the more we try and focus on Jesus, the more we begin to know about Jesus, the more we begin to act like Jesus, the more these characteristics begin to flow out of us. And one of them is that we are children of God. One of the characteristics of that is being a peacemaker. So we are called to peace and we are actively seeking it. We pursue it. It's what makes us who we are. Is that us? Well, if it isn't, well, that doesn't mean that we're a terrible person, but it does mean, as for all of our sakes, that this is an area where we need to allow God to move in us more, to help us with us it more. So, you know, I think this is what we have to do. We can't just enjoy peace and not be the people who help enable it. We have to do both. I don't think there's another slide, is there, Nick? Oh, yeah. Last one. Well, how can we apply it? Well, if we're naturally that way inclined, let's develop that. If that's not within us and we just feel like we're not very good at that, well, that's something where we need to say, well, God, will you help us? If I believe in your child of God, if I believe that I'm a Christian and that I've got the fruit of the Spirit in me, you know, then I've got peace that can grow in me. Would you help me become a peacemaker? How you apply it? Well, it is things as simple as, if loads of people are arguing, is there something you can say to help, to be part of that, to you know, do it? If there are people fighting, is that somewhere where you can say, you know, try and bring peace to it? These are difficult things. You know, Jesus didn't say they were going to be easy, but he does say, when we begin to think this way and act this way, we're blessed, we're his children. And he loves it when we begin to try and develop these things.